Eagles have got numbers and Brander and Witherden, who slotted in very nicely. There's a siren. West Coast get their third win of the year. Collingwood can't repeat last year's heroics. Comprehensive in the end from the West Coast Eagles. They were 15 points down at quarter time, 12 up at half, 41 at the final turn, and they'll win this game by 27 points at Optus Stadium. Birds of Tokyo version of the West Coast Eagles theme song. Don't know whether it'll be a stayer or not, but it rings out around the Optus Stadium as they register another win and a comprehensive win in the end. 16-7-103, defeating Collingwood 11-10-76. The Pies kick 5-3 in the opening term. It was the second term when the Eagles made their move. They kicked 6-4-2-1 and consolidated from then on in. A further 6 in the third and 2 in the last as the Pies made a late charge but fell well short. The highlights were the goals up front. 5-1 from Oscar Allen and 5-1 from Jack Darling. 3 to Dom Shee, which came in quick succession in the third quarter. And there was also singles to Tim Kelly, Josh Kennedy, Josh Brander. And for the Pies, their leading goal kicker was, a couple of players. In fact, Darcy Moore kicked 3 because he kicked the third right on this just before the siren. 2-5 to Brody Majcek. He ended up injured with a shoulder problem late in the night. And 2 to young Bo McCreary and singles to Darcy Cameron and to Callum Brown. That was the story from a goal-kicking point of view. A post-match for Hard Yakka for a new breed of legends at Beaumont Tiles, Australia's best. And very shortly we'll get into our categories, but just a quick word on Jared on that performance tonight.
Well, it was a fantastic effort by the Eagles. They were playing pretty average football, coming off a really bad loss, and they got jumped early, so it was going to take a hell of an effort to get back. And they lifted. They came in without a lot of their midfield stars, and yet they found a way. I haven't seen Adam Simpson ever tag before except out on a wing in the grand final. But he's tagged through the middle of the ground, and that's a first for him where he's broken up that system versus system. But when you're losing a lot of your heavy or your A-grade players, sometimes you've just got to find a way with what you've got, and that's exactly what they did. Tim Kelly, best game I've seen him play this year by a long, long way. Took his level to what was required to get them home. Nat Nui fought back really well after being trounced early in the piece. Witherden was a really good start for his career there. And I think Oscar Allen was just continued his development, and that forward line was really quite superb after quarter time.
Okay, Furphy, unbelievable moments. Furphy, refreshing ale, unbelievable. Geordie?
Well, I think it was the Oscar Allen Specky that we saw early on in the game. That was probably the only real highlight. I mean, there was probably a Nat Nui clearance out of the middle of the ground that would sort of made us stand up out of our chairs, but that was probably the two highlights that
we missed flying Ryan, didn't we?
We did. Furphy, refreshing ale, unbelievable. The MEGT Rookie of the Day is next up, your local apprenticeship experts.
Flynn McRae has got to get that one. I think he had
18 disposals. Yeah.
12 in the last quarter, I think.
Yeah, made some good decisions with the ball and good ball use going inside forward 50, so... Yeah, he was probably the one that got that award.
MEGT, supporting employers and apprentices for over 40 years. The GOG, the goal of the game.
Well, I think it was probably one of the Dom Shee one where he snapped it around his body was the goal that wasn't a regulation. I think we saw a lot of regulation goals tonight, so that was the one that was around his body and took the honour.
That's for instant windscreens. Broken windscreen, call instant windscreens 132-444. Tackle or tackler of the game for Toro for the home ground advantage count on Toro.
It has to be Oscar Allen, the tackle of the night.
No, that's the one that I'd written down, and he got rewarded with with a shot at goal after that. So that for me was a great chase down from a medium-sized forward.
The Bendix Brakes, big moments, confidence stopping Bendix Brakes.
I thought it was within the third quarter when Collingwood got themselves back to 21 points, and it was probably Dom Sheed really who got them that buffer that put the game out of reach from Collingwood. So those three goals in the third term from him was a big moment.
Put your foot down with confidence. That's Bendix Brakes. Power are the power players of the night, if you like, for Red Energy. Awarded Canstar's most trusted energy retailer nationally for 2021. Red Energy.
Well, I'll give two players a shout-out that don't feature in the votes, but Gaff was one of those. 38 disposals, high accumulator from the ball, and Duggan was the other one. 36 disposals, 13 marks. So he had a high influence on the game. So those two players were... we're really high at a high level tonight, but unfortunately missed the votes.
Jordan squares off with him. Sustained performer for Host Plus. We go with you.
Another apology here.
This is the one that I thought was best. I thought Jack Redden was the best player on the ground. His work rate was...
Hey, you can't give the votes yet on the sustained performer.
I'm just giving you who I think was the best sustained performer.
Okay, all right. Well, just don't give it away.
So Redden, for me, 36 disposals, 7 inside 50s. His work rate was evident watching the game.
And had control of Pendlebury as well, lot of stoppages.
Bit to learn. For Host Plus, official superannuation partner of the AFL. Unmissable moments for Drinkwise. You won't miss a moment if you Drinkwise.
There wasn't many. Maybe the Dom Sheed goal, the Nat Nui tap work from the middle of the ground, the ones that are really hard to read. And maybe the little trip.
Oh, yeah.
That won't get missed.
Yeah, I thought it was Jared looking for his mobile phone charger myself. But choose to drink wise. They're the unmissable moments.
I wasn't looking
moments.
For mine. I was looking for someone else's.
The cough, that's true.
The cough didn't rate a mention.
The cough, yeah. If we had time, we'd get back and replay that cough. Choose to drink wise. Injury wrap for Sudox Active Muscular and Joint Pain Cream. Follow the directions for use. Injury wrap, hamstring.
Howe looks like he's anywhere from 4 weeks to the season if he has to go and have an operation on that hamstring, which is a potential. The goey looks like it's just a broken nose, maybe some concussion, so give him 2 weeks at the most, or 1 week maybe at the most.
And more to learn on Majek's shoulder.
Yes.
3-2, we've been waiting all night. We've talked about it to finish off our post-game review for Hard Yakka, for a new brood of legends and Beaumont Tiles, Australia's best, along with their stats for safety steel sheds, designed to save, built to last. Jordan Louis Lewis with his 3-2-1. Not Huey, but Louis.
Well, I think if we had have all sat down and had time to do this at the end of the game, we would have come up with the same three. So Dom Sheed, 1 vote, 3 goals, 28 disposals, 7 clearances. Oscar Allen had the 2 votes, 13 disposals, 6 marks, pressure, chase, 5 goals, and Jack Redden with 37 disposals and 7 inside 50s.
And Jack Darwin. What a way to go. That's the way they've sung it in the room. 16-7-103, the West Coast Eagles defeating Collingwood 11-10-76. You can have your say next. AFL Nation from Optus Stadium from Perth. It's a win to the Eagles. And the Magpies now with just 1 win and plenty of work to do in season 2021.